A new show called Jane the Virgin premieres tonight on the CW network. It's about a young Latina woman trying to stay chaste to avoid the mistakes her mother has made in life. The actress who plays Jane is Gina Rodriguez, and if you haven't heard of her, you might want to pay attention. TV Guide says she could be the most refreshing and inspiring actress on television today. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here with more. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
First, you've got to tell us more about the premise of this show, because the character Gina Rodriguez plays, well, she may be a virgin, but there's a twist because Jane actually ends up pregnant somehow. On the surface, it kind of sounds like an edgy premise.
Well, it is really interesting. So this is an Americanized version of a Venezuelan telenovela. And basically what happens is Jane is this straight arrow girl. You know, her mother got pregnant when she was a teenager with her. So she is determined to live her life in a different way, in a much more chaste way. She's saving herself for marriage. And she goes to the gynecologist and there's a mix-up and she winds up artificially inseminated without knowing it. And
wow.
Later finds out that she is pregnant. And because this is based on a telenovela, of course, she's pregnant from donated sperm from a guy that she once kissed.
Oh, God.
and who also happens to own the hotel where she works. So it's an amazing sort of confluence of events here for maximum drama and comedy.
Yeah. So Jane the Virgin involves this sort of immaculate conception, I guess. Let's hear a quick moment from the show.
Look, I know that the reasons for me wanting to end the pregnancy are so selfish, that I'm not ready, that this wasn't the plan, that I have worked so hard every second so that my life was different than my mother's. I was an accident.
Eric, we just heard Gina Rodriguez there. Tell us more about her.
Yeah, she's a real up-and-coming actress, 29 years old, raised in Chicago, the daughter of Puerto Rican migrants. And she sort of won the hearts of TV critics in Los Angeles earlier this year by telling us that she had an opportunity to audition for the show Devious Maids on Lifetime. And she passed it up because the role didn't speak to her. She didn't want to play. She didn't want to be another Latina actress playing a maid. She wanted to do something more unique, something less stereotypical. And certainly, this character on Jane the Virgin is that. And you know, she starred in some indie films that have gotten a lot of buzz. And now she is getting her first starring role in a network show. She's knocking it out of the park. She has a great supporting cast, and the fact that she seems to be such a tuned in and conscientious and straight arrow person in real life too, just adds to the appeal of the show.
Well, you mentioned the stereotypes, and you know, this can be a pitfall that sometimes happens on TV when writers are, you know, portraying certain, you know, ethnic groups. If you're making a Latino show or something, it can become a stereotype. You know, you recently interviewed Gina Rodriguez, and you talked to her more about this and how she says there's a lack of strong Latino characters on television.
I think networks are starting to understand that Latinos are 50 million plus in this country. We are loyal consumers that are a huge demographic, that if they realize the power in having them on their side, having us on their side.
So, Eric, what do you make of that? Are the networks starting to realize this too?
Well, I think the networks want to have shows that are more diverse, and certainly we've seen more diversity in the new fall schedule than we have seen. I mean, I've been a TV critic for almost 20 years, and I got to say, I'm hard-pressed to remember a season where we've seen more ethnic and cultural diversity in the new shows. I think the challenge that the networks face is that Latino audiences are not a monolith, and what attracts, for example, Mexican viewers may not attract Cuban viewers or may not attract Venezuelan viewers. And so figuring out a way to create a show that appeals to a wide range of Hispanics and also to the audience in general has always been the challenge for the networks. And I'm glad to at least see them trying now.
Well, do you think in talking about a broader audience beyond just the Latino audience, do you think this will have appeal, a mainstream?
I really do. I mean, if you remember the show Ugly Betty, that show also had a popular mainstream audience, but it was centered on a Latina character. And I think this show has a similar sort of appeal. There's a look at a Latino family. We've seen three generations of Latinas in the same house. Eventually, a character shows up who's related to Jane and related to the mom in a way. And it lends a whole new dynamic to how the family relates to each other. And so you're getting this great sort of family dramedy centered around Hispanic characters in a way that we haven't seen in many years on television, and I think is sorely lacking.
All right, well, let's talk for a second about the CW, because when I think about the CW, I think of, I don't know, America's Next Top Model, maybe like the zombie apocalypse or something. Is this a departure, this show, for CW?
I guess in a way it is. I mean, what's interesting to me about the CW is that it has brought to us two of the best new shows of the fall season. They also did The Flash, which is a superhero show, which is also getting a lot of rave reviews. And what's interesting is the CW is a network that, you know, people thought might go away because it was so small and it was trying to compete with such larger competitors. But it is managing to create some really great entertainment. And its audience is young, and we know that minority audiences are younger too. Hispanic audiences and African-American audiences tend to be younger in age. So creating a show that's ethnically diverse that also speaks to youth just makes all kind of sense right now.
Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic, talking to us about the actress Gina Rodriguez and Jane the Virgin, which premieres tonight on the CW Network. Eric, thanks.
Always glad to be here.